Boo.
Radio Zoom. Radio Zoom.
It's Sunday. It's October 31st, 2004. Happy Halloween to you. Hopefully you had a good Halloween. You're having a good Halloween. Or you will have a good Halloween. And today I've got some tricks and treats for you. Tricks in that I have some of my own personal ghost stories that I'll share with you. And treats, music. I love the rock, but, you know, I also love music in general. I think there's really no way for me to put a, you know, when people ask me, so what kind of music do you like? And I'm like, I don't know. I can't answer that question easily. So I'm going to open up the avenues a little more as to what types of music that I dig. Kind of get into some more, more groove type stuff, maybe some kind of hip hop. I kind of like it all, except for maybe country and maybe rap. But that's because rap and hip hop are two completely different things. You know what I'm saying. We'll kick it off right now with this track. I just like it, and I'll just let it speak for itself.
Girls, listen. I'm going to pull your coats to something. Listen to this.
That's my way. I'm a dog. Everything I piss on is solid gold.
Harmar Superstar starting off this edition of Radio Zoom on Halloween Day. Happy Halloween, Halloween to you once again. That was Harmar Superstar. Not Homestar Runner, Harmar Superstar. Off of the self-titled album, that song was called Cry for Help. If you want to find out more about him and I suggest that you do. HarmarSuperstar.com is his website. HarmarSuperstar. And you can download that exact same song at a better bit rate, mind you, from his website, along with a couple other ones. And then you can buy his albums because he's a great artist. I love his music. If there's anybody that knows anything about marketing the music that they make, it's him. Because he's just this pudgy white guy making some pretty funky sounds. So you can check that out, HarmarSuperstar.com. Now it is Halloween, and I wanted to kind of do something a little bit on the theme side of it. I was kind of, you know, messing around with my head, and then I thought, you know what? I'll just tell you some of my own personal ghost stories. And this is not necessarily, you know, sit around the campfire type ghost stories. This is stuff that's actually happened to me that have somewhere down the line has freaked me out or has frightened me. And these are usually pretty, you know, direct personal things that have happened to me in terms of making my hair stand on end. So I was going to tell you a few different things that have happened as, you know, growing up. And to start out with, I grew up in a small town. And my house was built kind of turn of the century. And it was started out with one room, and it's just kind of gotten bigger through additions. They added a second story, added a garage, and then we tore the garage off, and we added a bigger garage, another room. So it's one of those types of deals. Your typical kind of the way things kind of go around in the Midwest when you buy old houses is the fact that, you know, I'm talking old, 100 years old, is they were a lot smaller than what they turned out to be. One thing that sticks out in my mind in particular that really kind of, and this is back when I was maybe 7, 8, maybe 9 years old. I don't know why it was, but we had to crawl through a hole in the floor that we used as the laundry chute to unlock the back door. And we usually only did this when we went on vacation. And somebody went through the hole and came up through the kitchen and everything. It was the back door to the house was in the kitchen. For some reason, I can't really tell you why, but whoever came through, went up through the hole and everything, didn't turn any lights on. And they came through and they unlocked the door, and we were going to go in to the kitchen. And my mom and my sister had stopped because we had just gotten home from a long trip. What happens when you come home from a long road trip in a car with your family? You gotta pee. And they were going to make a beeline straight for, you know, their business. They both stopped at the same time, and then they kept going, and I noticed it. My sister kept walking, and my mom sat there for a second and goes, "Man, I thought I saw somebody." And my sister stopped, and she goes, "I thought I saw somebody too." Somebody was standing in the doorway of the kitchen that led into the dining room where the bathroom was. And we all just kind of stopped, and my mom kind of goes, "Oh, I thought I saw an old woman." In fact, she thought for a second there that she saw the woman who used to own the house that they bought the house from. And my sister, of course, said, "I thought I saw an old woman too." Not the same person, because I don't think my sister knew who that person was. Odd thing is that a few months or so later, we found out that she had passed away. And around that time was when she had declined in health. Maybe she had a stroke or something like that. So the house is over 100 years old. And there's another time where I was coming home late from my girlfriend's house. What do you do when you come home late? You kind of tiptoe in because you don't want to wake up mom and dad. I have a thing about waking people up, so I'm pretty silent on my feet anyway. And I'm creeping through the kitchen. No lights are on because I didn't want to wake them up. It wasn't that I was home too late, past curfew. I was just home late, and I didn't want to wake him up because I knew my dad had to work early in the morning. Mom had to get up and work early in the morning. So I was just kind of, you know, tiptoeing so that way I wouldn't wake anybody up, disturb anybody's sleep. And all of a sudden, I am in the middle of the kitchen, and I hear clear as day someone softly say, "It's cold in here." And I thought, oh, mom and dad are up. So I just keep walking, and as I go in and go up to where the door to the bedroom is, it's closed. The lights are off, and I can hear both of them snoring like they wonderfully do. I heard somebody's voice. I heard somebody say, "It's cold in here," and that's about the point where I started going around, checking doors, turning on lights, and walking back and forth. My girlfriend at the time wanted me to call home, or call back to her home, so that way she knew that I got home safe. And I called up, and I was panicking because I didn't know if somebody was in the house. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if I was going to live to see the next morning. So I was freaking out, and she could tell on the phone, and I just kind of, okay, I'm going to lock my room door. I'm going to crawl in the covers, and hopefully I will see the sunrise. That's just the beginning of a couple different other stories. They're not that spectacular, but just growing up in a house that's over 100 years old, I'm sure people have plenty of these stories, and there's things that you can read into it, and you can, you know, over-imagine things. So I'm going to keep on rolling here with another track. I'm just going to play this for you and see if you can kind of pick out what's going on here. Because kind of going in the vein of Halloween, this is a neat concoction of, well, you'll just kind of see. This is Radio Zoom.
A hard time if your motion is still. Let me move some things around because the lyrics is ill. Abstract, you know my sticky D in here. Niggas get on and swear this they fucking year. But you and your girl just move to the joint in the club in the car and groove. Bro, look, the movement is on. Mild-mannered hobbies and Victoria dolls. I give a rival a dust, guaranteed to make it right if your night is a bust. You vibrant and you fresh and all original to say the least, and you repressed them all. Come on, rapping steady storm, finding it very hard to make it over the wall. Hey, get your weight up, my motto you heard, and I go to death ear to felonious words, huh? Some girls moving around, if you see your main dog with the brother a pound, and just breathe and stop for real and give it what you got. I want to feel you, the big ass thighs, your Prada dress or your Gucci bag, whether polo jeans or a doobie bag. You hold the door, aight? You coming through, try deep, hold it down for the night. Big Moo got the fit, D-Life, he got the willy, and girl, you got the gift. Turning over the page, usher in all of y'all to a brand new age where status really don't matter. Everybody get right to the pit of the battle, come on. Make a move, setting precedence, entering your residence. The whole scene is back at this, and the feeling is true. I'm seeing me and my crew, you see it black and blue, So let's go for the ride, strap yourself in tight, and if you bonafide, then just breathe and stop, for real, and give it what you got, just breathe and stop. And give it what you got, give it what you got. Keep it making the hot, if you're on the block, give it what you got, come on. Skipping every line, cause I'm getting mine. Moving around a bit again. Every block, every town, we starting the trend. Eye to eye, monotone to toe. Who concentrating on killing the show? Penetration and running me slow. Mountain high, valley low, gonna find the dough. All my people's no matter the creed.
all they need. You feel the bite in this. If you think I'm tight-filled, then invite me, miss. And let me say a rhyme in your ear. These are close, you the boss, and you fit in here. You feel the rhythm is right. You know the spitting is tight. You think you're bold, but I think you might. Breathe and stop.
Have you kind of figured out what's going on yet? Does that sound a little familiar to you? Because if you're a hip-hop or a rap fan, the lyrics might sound somewhat familiar to you. But, you know, also, if you're a Flaming Lips fan, you're probably flipping out unless you know what all about the Kleptones. The Kleptones took the Flaming Lips music, and then they took hip-hop lyrics, and they meshed them. It's fascinating to me. I know that, you know, there's the whole Jay-Z Gray album, Beatles and Jay-Z. I didn't dig that. I was not into that at all. I don't know why. I don't care for Jay-Z very much. I that's probably part of it. And that's just a matter of personal preference. But this was pretty flippin' cool, because never before have I actually liked 50 Cent or 50, I don't know, I can't speak the lingo. Anyhow, they took, you know, some lyrics from Public Enemy, and they meshed them with Yoshimi, what was the name of that Flaming Lips album? Oh, I forget the name of the album right now. That song was called Breathe in the Summertime by the Kleptones. Remixed by the Kleptones or whatever. It's off of the album known as Yoshimi Battles the Hip Hop Robots. And you can find out more about them at www.thekleptones.com. Kleptones spelt Kleptones. And if you want more of that stuff, all the songs on Yoshimi Battles the Hip Hop Robots is available for BitTorrent downloads, because I think what's going on here is, you know, this might be stealing in terms of sampling music, implying someone else's vocals, and, you know, blah blah blah, all that nice lawsuit litigation stuff. But I don't know if they're actually making any money off of this. I think this is just something that these guys are doing. They're making this music and making it available for you to enjoy, and I think that's pretty neat. That's pretty cool. So if you want to find out more about them, thekleptones.com. You know, growing up in my hometown, more hometown stuff, my friend Isaac dated this girl who lived on the corner of this, in this century-old brick house. Town that I lived in, turn of the century, obviously. Well, maybe a little ways back than that. Maybe somewhere early to mid-1800s is when it was... Anyway, it was founded. And in this house, in the upstairs window, as you drive by, there's this form. And it usually it looks like a head, kind of just, you know, about shoulders on up. Or as you drive by or you walk by, this head looks like it's looking out of the window. And it's a very faint kind of apparition, I guess is the best way you can kind of say it. And it seems like as you go by, it follows you. It's kind of like, you know, the best comparison I can kind of give you is like those baseball hologram cards. I don't know, I used to collect baseball cards as a kid, and, you know, they would follow you as you turned them or whatever. It was kind of cool. That's how this kind of is. And there was one night that he pointed this out to me, and we drove by it numerous times, and it kept doing this. And I was in town not long ago, decided to try it, but I didn't see anything this time around. This upstairs room was eventually unoccupied by the family that lived there, the girl that my friend Isaac was dating. And the reason that they kind of unoccupied it was because things just kept shifting. Things kept moving. Glasses of water would be broke and chairs knocked over and things would be moved around. And eventually, they just turned it into a sitting room. And there's very little in it. Some chairs, couches maybe, stuff like that. Eventually, you know, they just got used to the sounds of doors shutting at random times, desks and things being just moved around, shoved around on the wood floors. There was one time where Isaac was actually there when this was going on, and it might have been the beginning of the end of that little whatever relationship that he had, and because it freaked him out so much that he swore he would never go back. And he actually lived just a few blocks down from this girl. But that was it. He had enough, and he was never going to go back. The family just got used to it. And it's hard for me to say what has happened to that house since I've relocated to where I live now. You know, obviously this spirit of some sort was very unhappy with anybody being in that room. That light in that room was always constantly on, and that was the weirdest thing. Any time of the night that we drove by, you know, when I was in high school, that light in that room was on. And the family really couldn't do anything about it. It's a very strange situation. So to kind of go along with that, I'll throw another track at you. Just going to spit out the music today. And I'm going to say some Deltron sounds pretty good. This is Madness. This is Radio Zoom.
In the year 3030, everybody wants to be an MC. In the year 3030, everybody wants to be a DJ. In the year 3030, everybody wants to be a producer. In the year 3030, everybody wanna tell you the meaning of music. Yo, I must appeal to you people with your faculties, cause everybody else is gonna laugh at me. But try to get over and take a crack at me. The universe is one, I see what rap can be. Glorious, put in the Smithsonian on podiums for holy hymns. But you see who's controlling them. Fuck myself off cause of the egotistical mode I'm in. No, I can't slap you no five when you and your cutty is talking shit about me outside. People take pride in what they have no hand in. Sorta like a phantom, holographic handsome. But deep inside, he wanna do what his man done. Just because his peers jeer and clown. And when you 6 feet deep, no one hears you now. They said we not compatible like deers and cows and owls. So many rules and regulations say you're not allowed.
I'm caught in the grip of the city. Madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city. Madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city. Madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city. Madness.
If I had to describe the way I survive is like vice squeezing. The reason I'm black and still breathing. Heathens will breed heathens, so everybody suspect. I must check your ID, cause you looking shiesty. You might be intelligent, someone that delves against opposite of positive. When I drop the laws against a nature, be faithful. Why should I hate you? We ain't that different. We may act different in some ways,
but we still group together like a fucking survey. Suffering and fuck 'em off the motto. I'm trapped in a bottle, my music's getting hollow. And that's what happens when humanity you follow, where every leak of info is hard to swallow. Sell your Marlboros and car insurance, put niggas on the moon and can't pay for your burdens. I smoke urban, rock a turban, meditate on the world and what's occurring. A lot of white boys like the style and copy. You're digging something deeper and you peep that we're not free. It's not about separation, it's about the population.
I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip.
Simple-minded people always point the finger to bring it to a close as if life is their road. They path when all paths are intersections. It depends on a person's perception. When I'm mad as fuck, you get shot. And to some, it's bad luck. I believe you held something back for too long. It grew strong and energy got its own will. And people think they make music still. When music is there without you or me, we just manipulate for better or worse. So let it situate. I get to make records and dough. Paid out the ass, so I'm still seen as another face on the totem pole. Conquered, my sponsors are monsters, and everybody thinks that I'm on one. I'm glad I love music and life, cause it's easy to see the pain and strife and end it all tonight.
I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness. I'm caught in the grip of the city madness.
Off of the album Deltron 3030, that song is called Madness, and that was by Deltron. Came out in 2000, and I don't have a website for you on this one, but this was a prelude of what was going to eventually turn into the Gorillaz. Deltron, Dan the Animator, and Kid Koala on that project. One piece of advice: that when you go to a used record store and you're so happy that you find this CD and you can't believe, how could somebody get rid of this one? And you run up to the register and you go to pay for it, and then you kind of find out, after listening to the CD a few times, oh, this is the clean version. So my last round of ghost stories for you. I don't know how good these might be for you to listen to, but I've just felt like sharing them anyway, because they kind of freak me out when I think about them. I used to live in this house during my early, actually mid-college years. It was an interesting neighborhood. I had, was it seven roommates? I forget kind of now, but the neighborhood was interesting. It was a mesh of rich people, college kids, grad students, bums, and being very close to on the wrong side of the tracks. Things were always kind of odd around there. That's the best way to explain it. I also live four houses down from a porn shop. The way things kind of started out at this house, though, in terms of being a ghost story, was that things would just disappear. Items of people's belongings, and what do you do in a house that, you know, where you're living with people in college, when your things start disappearing, you start getting ticked off with your roommates, and we were at each other's throats. It was very odd that things would show up. It'd be weeks to months later, but these things that were missing, they would show up in places that were completely unexpected. I lived in the basement, and things would show up in the couch, or underneath the couch in the corner upstairs in the living room. I don't know, it's really hard to explain it, how things would end up in different places of the house that, you know, if someone's going to take it, you take it and put it in your room. but instead they would show up in just random bizarre areas. One time, came home from work, it was late in the evening, my girlfriend at the time had picked me up. We came into the house and she was going to head down to the basement and I said I'd be right behind her, I was going to check my mail. And all of a sudden I heard this, what sounded like, to me, her going down the steps. She comes back into the dining room where I'm, you know, rummaging through the mail, and she has this kind of blank look on her face. Somebody's in the basement. And I go, well, didn't you just go down the stairs? And she said, no. So about that time, my heart starts kind of pumping and my mind starts racing. There's a lot of bums in the area, so I thought maybe somebody broke in the house. So what do? I grab a rolling, like a baking rolling pin. And she grabs a steak knife. And maybe like the stabbing type fork thing. I can't exactly remember. She had two things in her hands. Either way, we thought, okay, let's go upstairs. Let's make sure the upstairs is clear. And that way, if anybody's in the basement, we'll give them a chance to leave. Because I didn't want any confrontation. She didn't want any confrontation. We didn't want to get ourselves into something that we didn't want to be in. So we went upstairs. Upstairs was clear. We come downstairs. We check, you know, the first level. Everything's clear. And that's when we head downstairs. And there's no one there. There was the noise that somebody went down the stairs. And the whole time we were listening for someone to come upstairs. We were listening for the doors to open up and shut again so the way that person was leaving. The whole time, nobody left the house. Nobody else was home except for me and her. And it progressed from there. One time our friend Lori came. And she's from Chicago. And she was staying in the basement on the couch, and it was after a night we had gone out. She woke up in the middle of the night, your typical middle of the night thing. So she's heading upstairs to go to the restroom, and when she walks out the doorway, she stops because there's this person, tall, kind of built person in front of her, and she thinks that it's my friend at Heath. And so she says, oh, hello, and turns and goes upstairs. Heath was at his house on the other side of town. He wasn't there that night. And she comes back downstairs, and there's nobody there. But there was somebody standing directly outside of that doorway when she woke up that night, or in the middle of that night. And she was still kind of half asleep, but she knew that it was this built, tall, stocky type of person, and it was there, and the whole time, this person said nothing, just kind of watched her go up the steps. Now, we probably asked for it when we decided to pull out the Ouija board. you know, the complete details of the Ouija board experiences in the basement, they escaped me, but whatever it was, this thing or people or person that we contacted, be it if you believe in Ouija boards or not, I'm still kind of out on that ruling. It wasn't nice, and when we got into the whole session, the room would get cold. It just wasn't a good feeling at all, and it told us things about ourselves that were true, and told secrets about things about people who lived in that house, because there was a guy that I lived with that cheated on his girlfriend at the time, and, you know, big whoop, right? Well, one time with the girl that he was with, they decided we'd all do the Ouija board together, and the Ouija board said that he slept with her. Nobody wanted to live up to that one, because everyone else knew it except for this guy's girlfriend. And that was the weirdest moment, I think, in all of it. That was the house down by the porn shop there's a few other stories that that escape me, and I don't want to get into the details of it unless I could really tell you. But that was an interesting experience, because it was seven of us, eight of us, I don't remember now, but we all had some sort of run-in with just really weird things that happened in that house. So that's my Halloween trick-or-treat for you in this edition of Radio Zoom. Maybe they're not the best stories, but they're my stories. They're things that I've lived through. And hopefully you keep yourself safe on this this Halloween, on this holiday, and you're having plenty of fun, however it is that you want to celebrate it. That's up to you. There's no wrong, there's no right way to do it. So I'm going to close this edition of Radio Zoom with one last track, and I'm going to do it with the help of the wonderful band known as Clinic. I've been able to see them, I think it was twice. I saw them once. I might have seen them twice at South by Southwest. Mind-blowing. If you ever get a chance to see Clinic perform live, do it. It is spectacular. So here it is off of their album Internal Wrangler. This is Clinic with The Return of Evil Bill. This has been Radio Zoom. We'll check you later. Happy Halloween and adios. Zoom Podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net. Radio Zoom.